Oh, hi there. Many thanks for staying tuned. Ydy sant ffart yna Geraint Ford yn herin bod hagod. I'm Dial. 8 minutes gone past 5 o'clock. Conversation continues. Join in. We're live on facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. We're live on Twitter at NigeriaInfoPH also. Now, here are some items from off our news earlier on today. President Muhammadu Buhari has indicated that governors steal. Yeah, that's what he said. He said they're thieves. Yeah. From allocations of local government councils. And the president said this while delivering his speech at the presidential parley for members of the Senior Executive Course 44-2022 of the National Institute for Policy and Strategic Studies at State House. Now, he said personal integrity is fundamental in the operations of government. Now, he gave an instance of how a state governor will receive allocation on behalf of council areas in his state, only to remit half of such allocation to the council chairman. And the National Union of Local Government Employees corroborated that state governors were looting local government allocation. Let's talk about this for a bit. I'd like to get your thoughts on this, really. Yeah, just, I don't know, maybe just for the form of it. Well, maybe we're actually talking for development. Who knows? Who knows anything these days, really? But I'm asking you, are local governments functioning properly in the country? Are state governors, really, do you think, based on the allegation of Mr. President, they think that the state governors are stealing from local governments? Are they stealing local government money? Are local governments functioning the way they should be? And if they're not, are they not functioning properly because of the stealing or pilfering tendencies of governors in the country? Let's talk for a bit. My line is open. 0700 923 0923. Well, you know, we're live on facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. We're live on Twitter at NigeriaInfoPH. You know, so maybe you can't talk about it because you are afraid of some excellency. I don't know why you would anyway, but just let's assume you are. Of course you are. Or you are afraid of some honorable. You can talk about it on radio. And guess what? I don't need your name, actually. I really don't care, really. So, once again, 0700 923 0923 is the number to call. Are the governors thieves, really? Are they, you know, maybe not all, maybe some of them, maybe a majority, maybe all, in your estimation. Are they stealing from local governments? The president even gave an example of some state governor who keeps half the remittance to local governments. All right, to the full lines now. Hello, Heart Factor, welcome. Go ahead. Hello.
Hello. Dario, good evening.
Hi there, go ahead.
Yes. My name is Eddie. I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, actually, if Mr. President, ever since he came as a president in this nation, he has a full knowledge of this same matter that is complaining now. He has a full knowledge that governors always play kalakalo with a local government fund.
Oh, I like that kalakalo.
He even mentioned it earlier. So now, he is complaining to who? Who is he complaining to?
To you.
Is Buharina complaining to you?
He's complaining to you.
Why is he saying that we should do what? That's what will happen. When he has all the power, he has everything that it takes to handle this matter. This man kept complaining. Let him be complaining on the 29th May next year. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Hello, Rufus. You're welcome. Go ahead.
Thank you, my brother, Dayo. Good evening once again.
You're welcome.
It's a known fact, particularly
Rivers State, where we come from, that the local governments don't even exist in the first place.
Really?
Before you talk of whether or not their money is being taken, do they even exist?
But they're commissioning lately. They've been commissioning projects.
Well, you are getting as good as mine that no local government tells you that he's commissioning projects without the express permission from the government. As a matter of fact, to the point the local government chairman cried in the front of the governor to tell you that the governor, I'm telling him that he doesn't deserve the governor, meaning that the governor is doing him a favor and not that he is there to serve the people of Emoha. So he's only telling that the governor is just doing a favor. As a matter of fact, Mr. President is 101% correct. And Nigerians know this as a matter of fact, that the Nigerian local government system is dead. And River State is a case study.
So is it possible to revive the local government system from its dead state, according to you?
My brother Dayo, the only way we can say that let's revive the local government administration is where the other 10 has entered by Mr. as ordered by given by Mr. President of local government autonomy is fully put to play. As of today, that order is not working, and that is why he has a lot of issues. A state like Rivers State come from, not single form of it in any of the local government. Imagine order 21 and 22, telling the local government chairman to rip down every form of campaign. Who's the local government that knows the people who want to beat such an act? If not, they are all under this one man. Who is busy looking his rules over an election that has long been lost? God help us in this country, particularly in our state.
Rufus, good to hear from you. I think I've got Marcus from Oigo. Marcus, welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Go ahead, sir.
This is a statutory issue. Allocation of finances to the local government.
Well, Marcus, turn off your radio, please.
Yeah. We have 774 local governments in Nigeria. So the government has a responsibility to direct their fundings to each of the local government without necessarily going to the governors. They know all these things.
No, actually, existing law creates... No, hold on. Existing law, Marcus, creates a consolidated account. So, local government and state government monies are paid into the same account to be administered by the state government, but they are expected to transfer local government funds to them.
Yes, I want to say that they should decentralize it. That's the only way to solve this issue. The president should be saying that the government are spending allocations that belong to the...
But Marcus, how is that going to happen? We're talking about a constitutional review here. The governors, to a great degree, control their state assemblies, and state assemblies must concur before a constitutional review can take place. So how would that happen?
Oh, but the issue of controlling the money is not arise in the first place, because this is a federal government issue. The constitution says that the local government is autonomous. It's autonomous. And if you have that finance is given to them, without the interference of the state government.
Yeah, but the money is paid into a consolidated account controlled by the state government.
I know that. There's the issue of centralization. The issue is simple. You cannot continue to do this because the government will continue to what? Abuse and what? Mismanage the fund that belongs to the government. Of course, the control of the local government. For instance, in Rivers State, you have to do local government. Anyone that does not along the needs of the government, they might be denied of their funding. So what is that the government should retrace their step and review the constitution and reforming it by ensuring that all is done to allow the local government to have direct funding. from the West statutory account.
But once again, Marcus, that takes us back to my earlier question. How do we effect that? Because this amounts to a constitutional review. Now, before that review can take place, irrespective of what happens at the National Assembly, the state houses of assembly, I think two-thirds of them, must concur as well. How does that happen when it is perceived that state houses of assembly are literally toothpicks in the hands of governors?
Let's look at the state house. Otherwise, the governor in the state will continue to mismanage the funds to his own work and benefit and to the detriment of this local business. That's an issue.
Marcus, good to hear from you. Let's get to your take as well. Line still open 0700 930 0923, via facebook.com/NigerianforPH, also via Twitter at NigeriaInfoPH. And in case you're wondering what's been discussed right now, President Buhari accuses governors of stealing local government funds. Hello, Heart Factor, welcome. Go ahead. Yes, you're live and ready. Go ahead, please.
Yes, this is Robin Major calling from
Port. Go ahead, please.
Hello?
Hello, go ahead.
Yes, hello, live.
Yes, you're live on radio. Please go on.
Yes, we are now on the topic of what the president of Nigeria, Mohamed Buhari, called the governors of Nigeria. I want to say something. There was one governor in Delta State. His name is James Ibori. You know the history. Recently, sometime this year, we know about one governor, Joshua Dari, and Jolly Yamen. Yeah, there was a governor of Anambra State. When he was governor of Anambra State, he's a frontline presidential candidate of Labour Party now. How many years did he administer Anambra State without conducting local government elections? Let me come back here, River State. We have a governor, a respected man, for the golden governor of Nigeria, a lion of Niger Delta, Ubuagu One. He did all what he did after 8 years in the person of Peter Obi. He went to court to ask that he should not be investigated. The golden government. He should not ask him questions. And that matter is still lying there. And Messi came road on it, which is riding on it. These are governors who have administered their states. Some have been sentenced to jail, their ex-convicts. It's in the open. In the open, it's unfortunate. We had a governor in Imo State, he's now a senator, Rocha Dokorocha. When the constitutional review was going around on the issue of local government and the assembly autonomy, it was sent to the state. In Imo State, where the governor belongs to a ruling party, the APC, the state assembly of Imo State voted against that autonomy. They say we should not talk because we are not lawyers. As if we don't read books, as if we do not know what we must tell our children and the yet unborn. They must know, those who rule us, what they have done, where they have kept us. That is why some of us are very hungry, but we continue to talk. I remember the matter.
Still got some time to go before top of the hour. Commercial break comes up shortly, however. Got headlines 5:30, major news at 6 p.m. What's your thoughts welcomed at the moment? via Facebook, Clever Sunday Girls. I totally agree with the president because here in River State, the governor has been collecting money that belongs to the LGAs, and none of the LGA chairmen can challenge the governor. Well, how does he know that? Because if you ask any local government chairman here at River State, they will tell you that nothing of the sort exists, that His Excellency has been giving them everything that is due them. And so, yeah. Israel, Kevin Gills, good afternoon. That no local government in Nigeria is functioning. Talk less of functioning properly. All right. Let's see. Ricky Brown, good evening, Dial. As for me, the president is absolutely right because my LGA chairman confirmed that to me. Look at River State here. How many years did the governor Wike stay before he approved the local government elections? And today, he's the first to attack the president. Everbrand Mari goes, what the president said about governors and local government council funds is correct, and the governors and the state assemblies display that in recent past. All right. In 2018, this is very long. Okay, I'll just leave it at that. Commercial break comes up shortly once again. Headlines at 5:30 p.m. Discussion continues afterwards. Major news at 6. Is the president right? Governors in Nigeria, or maybe some of them, are they thieves? Are they stealing local government funds? I want to get your take. What do you make of this? When I return, stay tuned. Hard Facts, we'll be back in a bit.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on Hard Facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Hello, welcome back. It is still Hard Factor, Nigeria Info, your number one talk station. I'm Dyer. 25 minutes, I think, to go before 6 p.m. The major news is up at 6, but for now, conversation continues, and a very important one at that, as the president has accused governors in Nigeria of stealing local government funds. So, not my words, according to the president, according to his Excellency, Mr. President, at least some governors in Nigeria are thieves. Once again, not my words, simply paraphrasing His Excellency, Mr. President. Now, some of our excellencies at the state level are stealing. They are stealing local government monies. So, let's talk about that for now. By the way, are local governments functioning properly in your estimation? And what's your take on the possibility of stealing governors, thieving local government funds? My line's open. Call 0700 93 093. That's 0700 93 093. We're live on facebook.com/ Nigeria Info PH, live on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Let's get your take. I've got quite a few comments here, actually. Also, Francis Namani goes, the issue of state and local government joint account should be quashed, otherwise local government administration will be crippled and mesmerized by the state governors. Local government needs full financial autonomy to justify the aim with which it was created. Thanks. All right. Ricky Brown goes, the way these governors are acting, it's now like they have power more than the presidency does. Just look at how these governors are running their state without the approval. You can't run for election. You can't be chairman. You can't talk. And now you can't even contest for election, a federal election in that matter. They don't make the rules. These governors are the biggest problems of this nation. Serious unwilly goes, so all the governors are one way or the other guilty of Buhari's accusation. And Johnson Emmanuel on Facebook, Dial, good afternoon. For me, nothing will change as long as these governors that bring them into that position, they will always pay that royalty to the governors. Tutankhamun goes, the governors are problems in this country. They own everything and everybody is their own. Without a governor, you can't aspire for any political position, be it presidency, gubernatorial, chairmanship, or even councillorship. National and state assembly aspirants bow and prostrate before them to contest both internal and external elections. They own local governments and everything in it. The state assembly is owned by them also. So what can they not do when our constitution has handed over everything to the governors of a state, wittingly or unwittingly? That was a lot, but kind of deep as well, actually. Raphael Toby goes, what's the accusation here? The president is very correct. And Sunday Sengod Akanda goes, Buhari is absolutely right. State governors are stealing local government funds and making development in the rural areas not achievable. Hillary Secondson goes, but that's the truth. What's your truth? By the way, there are multiple truths. If the TED Talk I was a part of recently was anything to go by, which I believe is true, by the way, which may not be true as far as you're concerned, because once again, there are multiple truths. It's interesting, right, when you have a very broad perspective of issues or an open mind to matters. I'd like to get your perspective. Call, once again, 0700 93 0923, live on Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Via Twitter at Ejo Onyeche tweets, the president isn't far from the truth. The ERJ are supposed to be independent by law from the state, as the state is independent from the federal government. But governors have reduced local LGA chairmen like political appointments and control their allocations. Let's get your take now. And to the phone lines, I go to Christian from Bonny Island. Christian, you're welcome. Go ahead, please.
Dario. Well, that's a bold challenge to both the federal and the state. Before you accuse anyone, you make sure you keep clean linen in your own house.
True.
You understand?
Yeah.
They don't justify accusing the state governors. They themselves, they are guilty of some of the, you know.
So maybe they are guilty, Christian. But is the accusation correct?
Come again, please.
I said maybe they are guilty, as you've said. Yeah, but is the accusation correct?
Of course, the action is correct. It's true. We know some of the atrocities these governors are committing. If you can keep a tidy household, it is then they will be scared. As long as they themselves, the so-called federal government, who is supposed to be the supervisor overseeing the activities of all this, both the governors, the local government, if they are, then what's the essence?
Christian, once again, these people are elected to serve the people.
Can be up to date.
Christian, just a moment. Hello, sir. Now, just a moment.
I'm with you.
The people, the governors, or presidents, whoever, especially governors, for the purpose of this conversation, were elected by the people. So why can't the people hold them accountable? Why should we look at what's happening in Abuja to determine how the governors act in the various states?
Well, this thing is not just that today. What I'm trying to say is that before you do anything, even in our various houses, you have to look at who is policing you, who owns the penalty, who can penalize you. As long as they do those things and they get away with it, nobody. We are still waiting for that man who is bold enough, who will keep a clean state. And you can keep a clean slate. then every other ones will sit up. We are still waiting. We are still waiting. None of them is clean to me. None of them. The country is in an appalling condition, situation.
So, Christian, how can we take this country from this appalling situation?
This country has not been as bad as it is today.
So, Christian, how do we take this country from the appalling situation of governors stealing local government funds? How do we rectify it? How?
Well, I think what we have to do is... It's a big problem. I think it has to do with, dignity. The kind of people who are involved in politics, how they get themselves there. You understand? No decency. It's my experience, even in my local government where I'm talking from. You see the people who goes as local government chairman, you begin to wonder. Now you have decent, good, intelligent people, but they will never pick those ones. I'm telling you the truth. He's everywhere.
I remember. You're calling from Bonny Island, am I right?
Yes, I am. I am calling from Bonny.
Yeah, I remember a conversation I had with Eugene Abels about 2 or 3 years ago, thereabouts, regarding some atrocities in Bonny Island. It was quite startling, really.
Hello?
I said, I remember a conversation I had with Eugene Abels about some situation in Bonny Island about 2 or 3 years ago. It was quite disturbing.
Oh, your voice is breaking.
Okay, Christian, great to hear from me. Down for the first time, okay, comment actually. For the first time, I tried to raise him with the federal government that the minister, Clement, spoke well. Inasmuch as every one of us is blaming the federal government for the wars in the country, the state government are the biggest culprits in this. When last did we hear employment from River State government or other Niger Delta governments, especially with the kind of money they are receiving? A hungry man does not see a flyover. The governor should stop ranting. Look at the vast arable land in Eche. That's some person from okay, that's Frank from Ogoni, I believe. Facebook, Frank Amanda goes, it's not an allegation but a truth, because the governors know that the local government chairman would not say anything because they brought them in. If the governors are innocent, as Governor Wike claims, why did he lead other governors to court to challenge Mr. President's frantic effort to establish financial autonomy of local governments? That's Victor who sent that in. Graven Dial, have you noticed state governors, at least River State governors, do not criticize LGA chairman for poor performance? They criticize the president. They even criticize their peers in other states. Governor Wike versus Governor Diri in Bayelsa, Wike versus Umahi, etc. But they never step up their rhetoric against LGA chairman. It must mean the governors know why the LGA chairman, who are literally under them, cannot perform. Okay. And the chairman themselves, if anyone opens their mouth and says FEM, their governor will suspend them, and before they will react to the suspension, the state assembly would. Okay, I'm sorry. The state assembly would, in one legislative sitting. Oh my goodness! I'm sorry. I'd like to read this message all over again from the start. Good evening, Dayo. Have you noticed state governors, at least real estate governors, do not criticize LGA chairman for poor performance? They criticize the president. They even criticize their peers in other states. Governor Wike versus Governor Dirin Bayelsa, Wike versus Umahi, etc. But they never step up the rhetoric against LGA chairman. It must mean the governors know why the LGA chairman, who are literally under them, cannot perform. And the chairman themselves, if anyone opens their mouth to say fem, the governor will suspend them. And before they will react to the suspension, the state assembly would, in one legislative sitting, raise allegation, investigate, find them guilty, and sack them from office. Well, under such circumstances, can you easily raise any alarm? And that's some text. But really, come on. I mean, imagine, just think about it. One local government chairman in River State here, maybe who had a nightmare. I don't know why. Maybe he just had a nightmare. And I don't know, maybe his village people were disturbing him. And he wakes up the next day and decides to raise something against the River State governor. I mean, of course, the River State House of Assembly would immediately have a matter of urgent national importance to deal with immediately, and even if they were on recess, they would very like allegedly, supposedly. Nobody knows this for a fact. You know, I haven't conducted any investigation on this matter. So allegedly, supposedly, they would reconvene. Immediately. Wow, that was a rhyme. Allegedly, supposedly, they will reconvene immediately. Wow, I'm good. So, they will reconvene immediately, and then, like Tex just said, they would raise the allegation, they would investigate the allegation, and of course, you have to be guilty, I suppose, allegedly. Allegedly, immediately, supposedly. And then, you'll be sacked from office. Very likely. Wow. Good evening, Dayo. During the caretaker era, the governor was only approving money for salaries to the caretaker chairman to go and pay salaries, only that they are not supposed to do projects. And in most months, half salaries are paid to workers. Now, considering the response of the governor to Mr. President, may I ask, where are the monies that were supposed to go for projects? That's from a Lady V, I think. Well, you know, I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine, because project money is for project and not for anything else. So maybe that raises some valid questions, I suppose. Good evening, Dad. This is from Great Sylvester. The president is very correct, but should not say all the governors, because River State governor is not among them. He's busy delivering the dividends of democracy for River's people and never in any way siphoning the LGA allocations. Hello, Dad. For me, what the Mr. President said is nothing but the truth. Unfortunately, it's coming too late. That's from Abdul Ghaniyu. Evening. The situation at which governors administer local government funds and pinch from it does not augur well for development of the areas. For instance, I have been in Bugama, Asauga, for more than a month. No water, no light, no hospital, etc. I wonder how a chairman is comfortable seeing his subjects suffer. The chairman will not complain for fear of being removed by the governor. It's a sorry situation. Rest my case. That's from Emmanuel. Now, if the president is sure of such a weighty accusation, thieves, against the governors, can't he go a step further, order the arrest and prosecution for the interest of the ordinary people of Nigeria? That's from Prince Ben. Well, Prince Ben, you know, maybe your mind or heart is in the right place. However, governors, just like the president, do enjoy immunity. That means that while they're in office, they cannot be prosecuted. They can't even be questioned or queried, let alone prosecuted, as far as any allegation is concerned. Well, and into the caveat, they can be investigated, but they can be prosecuted. Clement Dial, money answer at all seems. If local government is not financially autonomous, nothing will work in local government. Our problem is in Nigeria, it's state houses of assembly, national assembly, and house of reps. They are the devils we have, and that's from Caleb. Mr. President is 100% right. Dial, I can confirm to you my LGA, where I come from in River State, people always praise the former chairman, always, and this current chairman couldn't take it no more. One day in a meeting, he said, people are abusing me that I'm not working. Do you people know that the allocation the former chairman receives is much higher than what I get? He goes on to say that the allocation does not come in full, and people who don't know anything will be abusing me. Now, Dio, is the president not right?